Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the checkoff dollars that you see come out of your milk check each month. Over the last 35 to 40 years, milk production has increased greatly, and we do have to market that milk, whether that be fluid milk or whether it be products. And they have done an excellent job of increasing the total amount of milk usage over the last 35 to 40 years. This has been very, very important to the success of our dairy industry and allowed us to grow. Export sales have grown tremendously. I believe we exported about 18% of the equivalent of our milk solids last year outside of this country. So export sales are a very, very important way that we continue to increase the amount of raw milk that we can process through our system and get it to consumers. So one of the more important things that I think that our checkoff dollars are doing as we move into the future is really educating young people. They have actually started to look at how young people think, what is the next generation asking for, what types of things would they prefer to consume. So they're really on the cutting edge of trying to determine how do we need to shape our industry in the future so that we can meet the needs of the consumers that are wanting dairy products. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider how checkoff has benefited our operations over the last 35 to 40 years.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.